so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is Felicia the Great. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Felicia is a pampered cat and supportive antagonist of Bartholomew the Great and his henchman Radigan. He keeps them happy by feeding them to the henchmen who take him crazy and hostage. Bartholomew is very drunk and does not notice that she is passing by, but remains inattentive when he picks up the tail and then swallows it completely. Hilditch offers to help Felicia, but her motives are unclear at first. A flashback then suggests that she had befriended a vulnerable young woman in the past and then turned her against him. While Felicia is in the car, Hilditch goes through her pockets and steals all her money, but she can't find Johnny in the factory. Later she meets a Jamaican Christian witness who offers her a free overnight stay in a church hostel. When she stays at the hostel, she discovers that all her money is gone, and she flees the hostel and seems to want to accuse others in her house of stealing the money. They are married and celebrate the next day with the help of their mother and father and their brother Johnny in exquisite celebration at their parents' hotel. The next day, they embark on a trip to Paris and London, where they experience luxurious accommodation and entertainment. They arrive in New York City to begin the final leg of their three-week tour of the United States and Europe. Alan Thal, who grew up in Cape Town, and Felicia met when a mutual friend introduced them to their family. After a short visit to South Africa and a few days in New York, Felicia and Alan begin their life in the USA with the help of a friend. During her formative years, she studied history and ballet and loved swimming in the neighboring Indian Ocean. Alan was hard-working and serious, so Felicia and her younger sister Sheila decided to make mischief for him by dropping rolls of toilet paper and dissecting koi fish by the hotel pool. Felicia attended college in Cape Town, where she and Alan began seeing each other regularly. Felicia de Chabris was an associate broker at Halstead for 18 years and then a broker for 24 years. She has repeatedly been a leading agent in South Africa and one of the world's leading real estate brokers in the South Atlantic. She has worked on many large and successful developments in Manhattan, representing individual buyers and sellers. Her works have been exhibited and sold in museums and shops, including the New York Museum of Modern Art, the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., and the Smithsonian Institution, and are exhibited in the office of the American Institute of Architects in New York City. Felicia, who has lived in a number of countries throughout her adult life, is now based in New York and has lived in the United States for over 30 years. Besides the effectiveness, working with Felicia and her team was an absolute pleasure. I joined in, bought and gutted, renovating four of my own properties and renovating all four in the gut. There was a wealth of information about the Carmel Valley and she listened to everything I was looking for in a home. She found me a great neighborhood for my family and helped me find the right one for me. Felicia Day is one of the best estate agents I know and I first got in touch with her through Zillow. After meeting Felicia, I was deeply impressed by her professionalism and commitment to the community. In this memoir, Day writes about the obstacles she encountered in moving to Los Angeles and how it led to her creating her own web series for everyone to create whatever content they wanted. It tells the story of a strange girl who went to college far too early and then moved to LA in the expectation of becoming a star. After hearing this story and getting help to cope with her first experience as a real estate agent, she was inspired to write her second book, Felicia's Journey as a British-Canadian psychological thriller from 1999, written and directed by Atom Egoyan, starring Elaine Cassidy and Bob Hoskins. It was submitted to the Cannes Film Festival in 1999 and won four Genius Awards, including Best Adapted Screenplay. Based on Day's award-winning novel of the same name, which is based on the true life story of Felicia Day, a young woman in Los Angeles, he is a great rider and spends his free time in church tower competitions, chase races and polo competitions. At one point, Felicia is asked to take charge of the timekeeping for a polo match, but she is fired when Alan's rival realizes she has cheated on her timekeeping to give her team an advantage. Top. Doctors are vying to see who, with the help of their friend and fellow physician Dr. Gertrude, would be the first to achieve successful open-heart surgery. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ken and this was episode 44 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See you next time.